If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, but even though I wasn't competing, I was still always in my head that I was going to do it. I still always had in my head that I will get to the UFC. I will make it.
My name is Conor McGregor and I live in Lucan. I'm a professional MMA fighter with a record of 4-1. I'm an up-and-coming fighter and without a doubt you will see me on the UFC in the near future. Without a doubt.
You know, I always knew I only need one chance. I always felt I was better than everybody. I always felt all I needed was to get in there once, just give me one shot and I'll take it home. I'll steal it every time. And then so when I got the call, I knew I wasn't hanging around. I was going to call out everyone in the division. I was going to make my way up to the top as fast as possible because I felt I was ready. I felt I was better than these people. So, but obviously the work always still, you know, there's always work to be done, you know. So if anything, I suppose it definitely got me to the gym that bit more, you know. Now it's there. Now all these dreams that I've been having are actually there in front of me. So I work towards it.
But I always, even no matter what was going on in my life and getting involved with the wrong crowd and all, I always, no matter what was going on, some deep situations, I always had the belief that I was going to get here. I was going to get to the UFC. I was going to get, because I just knew I was different. I know I'm different than these people. You know what I mean? Like, you go look at that last fight between Poirier and Brandao. Poirier's number 6 and Brandao, you know what I mean? They're not my... We are not the same, you know what I mean? No disrespect, because honestly, I respect, people think that I'm disrespectful to a lot of them. I respect any of these guys that get in there, but I can't help it. You can't blame me if I'm not the same as these people, you know what I mean? I'm just stating fact. And over time, very, very shortly, it will be proven, you know what I mean? I'll prove to everyone what I'm saying is fact. I know everything about this game. No one can tell me I know more about this game. No one knows more about this game than me because it's everything to me, you know what I mean? I just know everything about everyone. I know every shot they throw. I know every reaction off every shot someone else throws, you know what I mean?
Well, I've been boxing pretty much all my life. I started MMA around 2 or 3 years ago, and about 2 years ago, I'd say, and I instantly had a knack for it, and I really, really, really loved it. It's like an addiction for me. It's all I do. I train twice a day. It's all I think about. It's I don't want to do anything else. It's as simple as that. I was a plumber. I was an apprentice plumber. I did a year in that, and it just wasn't for me. You know, it's either all or nothing in the game I'm in. You have to, if you're not training twice a day, if you're not dedicated, you're not gonna go anywhere. So I felt I had enough talent, enough dedication, enough love for the sport that it was time to pack up my job and chase my dream, and that's what I'm doing, and that's pretty much it. My dream is to be world champion, world lightweight champion in the UFC, have more money than I know what to do with, and have a great life for my kids, my grandkids, everyone in my family, everyone that's come up with me. That's my dream. My dream is to be number one, pretty much. My goal is number one MMA. Words can't even describe that. I'm training so hard. My game is coming along. I will be where I want to be. I'm 100% confident that I will make it to the top. I have the skills. I have the dedication, and it's something I really, really want. So words can't even describe, but it will happen, and I'll let you know when it happens. I start full time training in January. I'd say training twice a day, every day. My preparation for fights has been great. My game has come along. My ground game is unbelievable. It's from where I was at the start of the year to where I am now is really is something, how much I've come along. And it just goes to show that hard work and dedication really does pay off. I will be one of the top in the world, no doubt. And I'm looking forward to 2009 and chase my dream even more. And please God, next time the UFC back in Dublin, I'm right up there on the list. I plan to take out everyone in Ireland that stands in my way, and everyone that's there. I want to be top of that list next time they come back, and I will be, guaranteed.
I don't like to think too far ahead.
So you haven't thought alternative
careers? No, I don't like thinking too far ahead. People set like goals, long distance goals and shit. That's too much for me. I already feel like I'm living it, and then I just carry on doing that, you know, carry on day by day, already living the final goal, the goal of being the world champion. I already carry myself like I'm a world champion. I already speak like I'm a world champion. And that's it. I just carry on day by day. So I'll take it as it comes. Like I said, you were asking me about the future. I'll let you know a little bit closer. You know what I mean? All I can see right now is the gold. That's all I can see.
I'm just a normal guy with a curious fascination for unarmed combat. Mixed martial arts is basically the purest form of unarmed combat known to man. It involves all disciplines, all combat disciplines, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, taekwondo, karate, jiu-jitsu. It's just a pure combat. I knew it was there. I knew I could get that ladder. You know, I knew I had something. I had a fascination with it. And even if it didn't, I couldn't shut it off. So I just rolled with it, kept showing up every day. Got my ass whooped a couple of times, whooped a couple of asses. Eventually, I became really good, and that's that. I knew what was going to happen. I knew I was going to get here. They didn't. There's a lot of stressful years. You know what I mean? A lot of tough times. But I proved them wrong. I proved myself right.
What makes you such a good fighter?
I don't know. I'm just curious about it. It's never. I mean, it's in my head 24/7. There's nothing else I can think of. I don't think about nothing else. If let's say I'm just curious, curiously fascinated with it, and I can't stop thinking about it. Everything I do in my life is related to this. I don't do nothing else if it's not got to do with fighting. You know what I mean? And that is why. You know what I mean? To be truly good at something, all you've got to do is show up.
Is that not unhealthy?
I don't know. Do I look unhealthy? Take a look at this physique. I'm in phenomenal shape. In body and mind. To me, what's unhealthy is living an unhealthy life. To me, what's unhealthy is getting up and going through the same day every day of your life, 9 to 5, in an office or that's unhealthy. That beats your mind. I don't work. I love what I do, and that's why I'm doing what I love. You know what I mean? That's why it's become a career for me, because I love it. I love what I do. So I don't think it's unhealthy. I feel good in my mind. You know what I mean? It's my life.
Final one for you. I want to know what you want to achieve. Is it the fame? Is it to be champion? Is it the money? What do you want from this career?
I don't care nothing about fame. Yeah, I don't care about fame. The gold belt is what I want. The two gold belts. I was a two-weight world champion in the previous organization. Now I'm on the big stage at the UFC. I want that featherweight belt and I want that lightweight belt. That's my goal. The money is going to come with that. Don't get me wrong. It's prize fighting. I'm after the money as well. But the belt, the money comes with the belt, and the belt is what I'm focused on. I don't care about fame. I'm no different. I don't do nothing any different. I still come to the gym. There's people trying to get me to do this and get me to do that. But I know that in order to be successful at this game, it needs to be 24/7. I need to be living in this gym. And since this new facility, SBG Concord, has opened up, the setup now is I come here at 1, 2 o'clock in the day, and I'm here till 10 o'clock at night. There's no outside distraction. There's no nothing. It's been crazy. The spotlight is on. The Irish public are watching. But it's what we planned. It's what we prepared. I knew I was going to be the person to bring martial arts to the public eye. And now it's happening. You know what I mean? There's two things I've learned from these past 7 months. Number one is that hard work pays off. And number two is that dreams come true. And that's what's happening.
Again, exercise is the best form of medication for me. You know, so I was just trying to keep busy with any exercise I could do. I was really focused on my rehabilitation work. I was out in LA, but I was on my own for the most part, and it was tough, but I just carried on. Again, like when I left the sport for a while, I was off floating around. I still always had that belief in my head that I was going to get to the UFC, and and not only return better than anybody has ever returned before. Many people have tore their ACL and returned to combat, but not many people have returned better than they left, and I returned better than I left. I'm throwing more shots than I threw before. You know, so if anything, they come back the same, if not a little bit worse. I came back throwing shots that I've never thrown before. It was all a blessing in disguise.
I actually don't show up because I'm always there. My mind is always on this. It never shuts off. I can never stop thinking about this game. And honestly, like I'm sure you with your film and things, you would look at something and think of a shot or a scene. You know what I'm saying? I'd look at a movement and think of another movement. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
That's my mind is always on it. And I just know that. I mean, I just look around and I don't see nothing that troubles me in these divisions in that UFC roster, and I'm just confident in my ability and in my mind frame. I know nobody can tell me that I move the same as any of these guys, because I don't move the same. I move different.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I move unique, and I know I move unique. Not only that, I speak unique, I act unique. I'm just different than these people. You know what I mean?
So you dress unique.
I dress unique, whatever. I just feel different to these, on another level, on another playing field than any of them before me. That's why I know, I have no doubt in my mind that I'm the greatest, that I will be the greatest of all time. But in my head already, I am better than everybody, and I know, you know, there's a lot of hate come from people, you know, but I know, and I will prove, you give me time, and I will prove it to everybody. Nobody has my mindset. You know, I'm a specialist in human movement, yeah? I recognize movement in live play better than anybody, yeah? I recognize somebody's movement and somebody's reaction in live play better than anyone. But not only that, I also feel like I can read people's minds. I know what way people are feeling and what way people are
in
thinking.
In terms of movement or terms of life?
In terms of just in terms of body language and just the way people approach certain things, I know what's going through someone's mind. And the reason is because I know myself. Know yourself to know others. You know what I mean? That's what Bruce Lee said, and that's some true shit right there. You know what way you feel to know what way he feels. So I play off that. I know what way he feels, so I'll give him something to make him feel that way more. You know what I mean? Whether it's you call it mind games or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just getting an edge over everyone in there, and there's no doubt in my mind. Everyone in this. I tell you what though, it must be a scary damn thing to be a featherweight in the UFC and not be named Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? And everyone can say what they want, but I know because like I said, I can read their mind, and I just know people. I know every one of them are sweating me, and at the same time, I know they don't outsweat me. Yeah, nobody outsweats me. I work. I don't just talk. Don't confuse the talk. Don't confuse, because my mind is in the correct place. People seem to be confusing that. Because I can talk and I believe in myself and I'm confident and I'm outspoken and I say what I think, that I'm a personality. I'm a UFC personality, similar to Chael Sonnen. I'm not Chael Sonnen. I'm not that guy. I'm speaking it. I'm not a WWF skit or WWE skit, you know. It's not like that. I'm speaking fact. You know, everything I say is fact. Everything I've said about everyone in the division has always been fact. It's not an act. It's not rehearsed. You know what I mean? So don't let the fact that I speak correct and I speak right and I speak with conviction. Don't let them confuse the fact that I outwork everybody, and that when the time comes, when the door shuts, when the bell rings, nobody does it better than me. Nobody is more calm than me. I'm able to calm my mind. I swear to God, I can go all day long. Yeah. I never get tired. You're never gonna get me tired ever. I'm 16 weeks over ACL right, surgery, and I swear to God, I'm in better shape than a guy that's fighting next week. A guy that's coming towards the end of his camp. Any of them, I'm in better shape now than they are fucking right before a fight.
Again, through all the other shit, it's about getting better. Nothing else matters except me showing up at the gym every single day and putting in the work to get better, to get a better understanding of movement, to get a better understanding of this game. Everything else means nothing. What I set out to do and what I said I was going to do, I said I was going to do it and then I went out and done it. But with that, it's done. I'm over it now. I'm not going to stare at it. You stare at your past and you'll end up staying there. It's okay to look back and admire it, but you carry on. I'm not in the business of staring back at it. You know what I mean? I'm getting lost back there. People say you can. People say a loss can make or break a fighter. But trust me, a win can also make or break a fighter, because they get comfortable with a win. People can get comfortable with a win, and slack off then. Slack off on the training. Slack off on the diet. They've won one. They're winners now. That's not me. You know, you sleep on a win and you'll wake up with a loss. So I just carry on. Keep doing what I'm doing.
But I just go out to outthink people, you know, and outwork people, out hustle people, you know what I mean? And the same mind frame. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. That's just part of the game, you know what I mean? I'm trying to outthink them. All I do when I go into the cage is empty my mind. I have a clear mind. I don't think of nothing. I just go in and create. I go in and create their reaction. I give them. I don't wait for their reaction and react off that. I actually give them their reaction. I create my movement I want them to take, and then I'll act off that. You know what I'm saying? And my mind is clear. You can't have evil thoughts. You can't have happy thoughts. You can't have sad thoughts. You can have no thoughts in there. It needs to be empty. You know what I mean? And it's a weird kind of feeling when you're in there, because it is empty. Just staying on the straight and narrow. You know what I mean? Just staying on the straight and narrow. Because I can be a product of my environment. You know what I mean? If I'm in with the wrong crowd, I just kind of become wherever, you know what I mean? So that's why I like to be isolated, and that's why this has helped me coming out here and being locked in an apartment on my own, building back up my leg, going from rehab to home to rehab to home, because there was no outsiders. It was isolation, it was visualization, it was motivation, and it was dedication. There was nothing else going on in my life, you know what I mean?
You don't like people too, right?
I mean, it's not that I don't like people, it's just that I'd rather just, for this needs to be, to get to the level that you need to get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. I don't need friends that aren't involved in this game or that aren't on the same path, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't make sense. And that is a demon that I need to conquer, you know what I mean?
I have my set team, my circle, my girlfriend, my coach, my family, my friends, my teammates. I listen to them. I don't listen to nobody else. I don't read nothing else. As far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as an accomplished critic. Everybody's a critic, you know what I mean? Everybody has an opinion on it, but there's no such thing as an accomplished critic. So I don't pay attention to what people say, you know, good or bad. It means nothing to me. I listen to my circle and I carry on again. Nothing else matters except getting better, showing up at the gym and improving. I can't hear nothing else.
I'm not looking to get my name on no Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I hate everyone.
I'm looking to get that belt. Well, to be honest, I'm not even looking at getting that belt, because in my mind, I already have the belt. The belt is already mine. I carry myself like I have the belt. There's two things that motivate me, and that's movement and money. Maybe not motivate me, because I don't know what motivate. Just what is motivation? I don't know what interests me is human movement and money. You know what I mean? I'm doing it because for the love of movement. And I'm also doing it to secure my, because I recognize that it will secure my family's future. So why not take full advantage? Something that I love can actually secure my family's future and make us live a good life for the rest of our days. You know what I mean? And it's not work. I don't work. I live. You know what I mean? I don't have a job. I just have a life. You know what I'm saying?
And she recognized that anytime I was in the gym, I was happy. You know, whatever's going on in my life, good or bad, I go to the gym, I exercise, and that for me is, exercise is the best form of medication. I always felt happy after a workout or after training, and she obviously saw that. So when I was stopped training, I was hanging around the wrong people or whatever, you know, I wasn't as happy as I would be. So she wasn't, in her head, she obviously wasn't thinking of sending him into an MMA fight. She just wanted me back in the gym and back training and back doing what I loved. You know what I mean? And healthy, of course, a healthy lifestyle. One thing about martial arts, people can say people can say this fight game is dangerous and it's brutal, but my mind is strong. I'm fit in body and mind, and that's something that not a lot of other careers can give to a person. My mother, I love my mother dearly. I love her to bits. You know, she reached out to John, and John as well came up, and it was a perfect storm. It was all a perfect storm to get me back, and seeing the way me ma reached out and got John up, and then John came up, and seeing these people that are putting that time into me and putting that faith in me, that made me think, you know what, I'm going to do them proud. I'm going to do them proud. I said to John that night, I said, I'm going to put an extra floor on that gym. You know what I mean? I'm right. You know, I'm securing my family's future here. I don't want my family. I want my mom and dad to retire and live comfortable now. You know what I mean? That's what I'm doing it for my family's security, so they don't have to do absolutely nothing or answer to nobody. This is prize fighting. I'm in it to get rich, fast, and then I'm in it to get out. So, but again, like I said, I need to forget about all that. Push it all to the side and focus on improvement. And that will ultimately bring the money. You know, I only recently signed a new deal with the UFC. You know, I'm one of the big dogs now. You know what I mean? When I win the gold, I'm top two on the roster. I'm top two paid on the roster. You know what I mean? So people can say whatever they want about what way I've gone about things, but the way I've gone about it has worked. And I'm in the business of securing my own future, my family's future, and that's it. You know, that's what I'm in it for. That the fight game doesn't last long. Competitive fighting doesn't last long. Learning martial arts and training is for life, because that's medication to me. So I will do that forever. But as far as the fight game, I'm in it to get all the money, all the belts, and then I'm gone. This is the fight game. We're here to fight. We're not here to make friends. We're not here to shake hands. We're not here to pose. We're here to fight.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.